Hello, I'm Callum, and welcome to the new Three Gamers Gaming Podcast, Series 1, Episode 1, recorded on Friday, the 27th.
My name's Hamish, and here are today's headlines. YouTube finally update their video playback to support 60 FPS online. Nintendo confirm over 2 million copies of Mario Kart 8 have sold in its first month. Google reveal their obscure version of Oculus Rift. And Japanese gaming company Namco Bandai is making a PS3 game for the film Godzilla.
Hello, I'm Guy Lash. YouTube today have upgraded their video playback to allow 60 FPS playback on their website. The first video in this beautiful new form was a multiplayer trailer for Battlefield Hardline, a new game coming this October. However, we YouTubers won't be able to upload this game-like footage onto our channels until they launch support for 48 and even 60 frames per second in the coming months, according to their online blog. YouTube also have a few more features planned for the near future, including fan funding and Google Plus tagging for those who've helped you create your videos. You can find out all of these on YouTube's Creator Blogspot. Link will be in the description.
Nintendo's popular car racing game Mario Kart returned in its 8th edition last month and has already sold over 2 million copies. This constitutes to approximately one-third of the Wii U's 6 million users. These figures were revealed at Nintendo's AGM last night, on Thursday the 26th of June, where Genyo Takeda, standing in for the company's head, who is recovering from surgery, said that it was likely that Mario Kart 8 had been the cause of the recent boost in sales of the new Wii U console.
Google have created their take on virtual reality that doesn't require excessive expensive equipment or a huge wait for sales as newer hardware comes out. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Google Cardboard. Yes, that's right. It's a cut-out cardboard box that sticks onto your Android devices and using a special VR function allows you to feel as if you're inside the device. Currently, it integrates with YouTube and Google Earth, with more to come as devs begin adapting their apps for this rather out-of-the-box feature. Currently, it's compatible with the Google Nexus 4 and 5, the Motorola Moto X, Samsung Galaxy S4 and 5, and the Samsung Galaxy Nexus. Partially compatible are the HTC One, Motorola Moto G, and the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Japanese gaming company Namco Bandai have revealed their video game to match the movie Godzilla, in which you play as the giant dinosaur-like creature and walk around destroying and smashing up cities. Due out in Japan this winter. It's said to be based on the older Godzilla movies rather than the recent thrilling remake. Also in the news today, Mojang sandbox game Minecraft, PS3 and Xbox editions have outsold the original PC version. Minecraft sales currently total up to around 54 million, including iOS and Android versions too. First released in 2009, Minecraft had earned Swedish-based Mojang £200 million last year.
Ooh, finally.
I'm getting attacked by my cat. It started happening halfway through my bit.
Hello, cat.
Hello.
Does anyone actually want any of these, like, cardboard box glasses thingy-majiggers?
Yes.
No.
But yes.
I don't know how you would be able to focus on the screen, though, because it's, like, right up against your face.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Is this, like, the Google Glass?
No, it's, like, I'll show you a picture of it. Hang on, let me get a picture.
What is that?
I know, it looks like one of those, like, old videotapes, but, yeah. Like, made out of cardboard, and you, like, look through it.
It'll be pretty cheap as well.
Yeah. I think that, actually, it says on the article there that,
You're trying to be, like, eco-friendly.
I don't know. I think it's just so that people can, like, do VR without having to, like... Yeah. It says, the device itself can be made out of any sturdy cardboard with Velcro straps and an elastic band needed for keeping your phone safe. You also need a small magnet and a pair of 40mm lenses components, which Google says you can pick up for about £20 via Amazon. Google has a full list of instructions along with a printable PDF guide. Okay.
Hold on, do we have to make our own?
Yeah, you have to make it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
It looks pretty front heavy, like it will just fall off. You're going to have to hold it on, I think.
No, that's what the Velcro straps are for.
Oh.
I don't think this is going to be any good.
Nah, I to be honest, I'd rather spend my money on a Google Glass.
Oculus Rift.
No, Google Glass.
Oh, wait, okay.
Because you can just go around and be like, ooh, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Nah, you and me should buy an Oculus Rift, Hamish.
Yeah, for running around the streets. Just... like, carrying an Xbox or something.
Just leave me out, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You can be following along with that, whatever
it is. What's Morpheus?
Maybe just in your Google version of it.
What's Morpheus? Oh, right, Morpheus, yeah. Duh. Never mind.
You finished.
Although the picture on that article, this article here, it looks a bit funny because it's like, I don't know. I think I would assume that your eyes would like merge the image together a bit like 3D anaglyph, but it just it looks a bit weird.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like Google Glass, I think it would be really difficult to like concentrate on it, like with one eye.
Yeah,
it'd just be a bit weird.
Yeah, it would.
People seem to think it's good, so yeah.
I get there's also this like app that you can get, and you just like you basically like hide from the public, and you like you can't be like recognized by it by face recognition or anything. And there's like things that like notify you when your friends have like checked in at places nearby, so that you can just like avoid them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm struggling to actually think why they would bother to do that.
I think it's like so they can do street view and like directions and stuff without having to have like a GPS on them.
I guess it's just more simple, I think.
Is it going to be heavy?
No.
No, I think it weighs like I don't know, it was like less than well, it's like a usual pair of glasses, so I would assume that the glasses were lighter so that they would allow for the weight of the actual screen and stuff. It'd be pretty slow, though, wouldn't it? Because if it's that small, then it would be like a tiny processor.
I don't know. It might not have as much features at the moment, though.
Nah. But then, like, as it goes into the future, it would have to get, like, massive.
Yeah. Well, as it gets to a feature, it would be able to make it smaller.
Yeah, I hope so.
When are they going to release this?
I don't know.
What, the Google Glass?
No, Google Cardboard.
Okay.
Oh, no, they have released it. They have released it.
Are they?
You just make it yourself. Google has a full list of instructions. developers.google.com/cardboard. My god. Right.
Be sure to check that out.
What about the rest of the topic? The new game.
Oh, you actually print off stuff on like a bit of cardboard.
Oh.
Okay, this is a bit weird.
What?
Oh, it's actually a lot thicker when it goes back.
Oh.
It's a bit weird. And you, like, encase your phone inside it. Okay. This is really weird. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been the Three Gamers Gaming Podcast, Episode 1. We'll hope to bring this to you every week. However, we are not making a living out of YouTube, so no promises.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye!